Here we are on the moon. We carry our oxygen tanks on our backs, and we are wearing special protective suits so that we may walk about the surface of the moon and make our observations. Let's go exploring. We see no plants or animals because there is no water or oxygen to supply them so they may live and breathe. The color of the ground is gray, somewhat like ashes, and some parts of the moon seem to be darker than others. These dark patches were once thought to be seas. Perhaps there were seas on the moon a long, long time ago, and when we look at a map of the moon, we can locate the seas by name. Just as if we were finding Texas or the Gulf of Mexico on the map of the United States. Here's one. It's called the Sea of Showers.
There's a place on the moon we call the Sea of Showers, where waves of water never fall and flowers never bloom at all.
On our visit to the moon, we learned that the Sea of Showers is really a desert plain, dry, without a drop of water. What's that ahead? It's a mountain. Now, this mountain seems to be almost a mile wide, and we read a lot about craters on the moon shaped like big saucers for giant teacups. Some of them are bigger than one of our states in the USA. And the moon travels around the Earth, and while it makes its journey, it also turns on its own axis. One night, we may behold a beautiful round moon. And on another night, it's a crescent-shaped moon like a curved bow. But the moon never really changes shape. It only seems to be changing shapes when we look at it on different nights. The moon is always full and round, but we see only parts of it at a time as it spins around the Earth. That's why we have a new moon, a first quarter, a full moon, and a last quarter. Lovers gaze at the moon, and poets and composers write songs about the moon, while the scientists study its course and its surfaces and wonder about the side of the moon that they have never seen. Only one side of the moon faces the Earth. Through their telescopes, they have learned much about this side of the moon. We have now seen the day when man actually walked on the silent world of the moon, and scientists are finding out more about the unknown side. Perhaps you'll visit the moon and see many wonderful things. Now, here is a name on the colorful map of the moon. It's called Rainbow Bay. Would you like to go there?
Do you know one day we will go and play in a wonderland upon the moon called Rainbow Bay? On a sunny day, we'll be on our way to a fairyland of to